主耶稣圣名，继续来查考圣经。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we continue our study on the Bible.
今天下午呢，我们从圣经来谈谈什么是神圣蒙福的婚姻。
And this afternoon, we will talk about a holy and good marriage from the perspective of the Bible.
在出利未记十八章哈。
In Leviticus chapter 18.
我们读经进度在读第十八章。
And this is our current Bible reading schedule.
这一章它讲到我们的家庭生活。
And Leviticus chapter 18 talks about our life in our family.
它提到社会的风俗。
And it also talks about custom on our society.
那圣经特别提到我们要把自己分别出来，不能够效法那些不信神人的风俗习惯。
And so the Bible especially mentioned that we must set ourselves apart. We cannot follow after the trend or the custom of the people who do not believe in God.
然后很大的一个部分，他都会谈到这个婚姻的关系。
And there's a big part that is contributes to talking aboutrelationship in marriage.
那从这一段圣经的信息呢，我们可以看到神设立婚姻的精神。
And so from this chapter, we can see the spirit behind a God who instituted marriage.
那什么是神所祝福的家庭生活
？So what does it mean a blessed marriage in God, in the Lord?
那什么是神所看为可憎恶的事
？What is it that God find detestable?
所以圣经这个神他对百姓的吩咐是很全面的。
And so the commands that God gives through the Bible to the people are very
很完整的。我们生活的每一个层面，圣经都会告诉我们当怎么做。
A very complete and it will tells us how we should live our life in every aspect.
你看。我们在读利未记，你一开始在看的时候，发现哇，他好像讲了很多的规定哦，很繁琐，很难了解，很枯燥。
And we first read Leviticus, you might get the feeling that there's a lot of rules and regulations. It seems very there's a lot of restrictions and restraint.
但其实，如果我们仔细分析啊
，But if we were to look at it very carefully,
你会发现，其实呢，他讲很多重要道理都跟我们现在整个的福音是相关，是连贯的。
And a lot of the teachings in the book of Leviticus is still very relevant to our gospel today.
比如说从第一章到第十六章。
For example, from chapter 1 to 16.
他都在讲我们怎么样跟神维持一个很美好的关系。
It talks about how we can maintain a good relationship with God.
我们人怎么样来亲近神？
How we can draw closer to God.
那我们应该按照神的方式做什么事会得到神喜悦
？And what we should do in our lives so that we can gain favor or be pleasing to God.
然后这位神，他是很慈爱，主动给人恩典，但是他同时也是很严厉的。他讲的话都不可以随便的。
And God, on one hand, He is very loving, and He is ready to give grace to everyone in every time. But on the other hand, He is also very strict, and everything that He took very seriously the words that He said.
所以神是公义又慈爱。
So God is just and loving at the same time.
一到十六章他就在讲我们人如果了解神的这个特质，要尽心、尽意、尽性，按神的方法来敬拜他，跟他亲近。
And so from if we understand the teaching behind chapter 1 to 16, then we will put all our mind, our heart, and our strength into worshiping God.
那我们在当中，在这个敬拜当中会看到神的荣耀。
And in our worship, we will definitely see God's glory.
我们会体会神与我们同在。
And we can experience abidance of God.
那可是从17章开始，他现在讲的就不是这个重点了。
And starting from chapter 7, 17, the focus is shifted.
他就 都在谈到我们日常生活里面的事情。
It talks about our daily life.
都是跟我们人跟人相处有关系的。
And it talks about it related to our interaction or our relationship with other people.
他还强调圣洁的观念。
An emphasis on holiness.
那在讲圣洁的时候，他一直强调里面的信息都会说，神是圣洁的，主神是圣洁的神。
And it will emphasize on how Lord our God is holy.
然后他在讲一个，他在讲一个，就好像讲命令一样。你会发现，他这个从十七章开始，很多都像是命令口气，不可以做什么，你一定要做什么，他就很直接。
And starting from chapter 17, it seems like it gives us a lot of commands. Do not do this, do not do that.
但是他在讲的时候，他会强调神是圣洁的神。
But when it's talking about this command, it will emphasize on how Lord our God is holy and He is God.
然后他就是要让神的百姓、哦、能够活出他圣洁的形象来。
And God wants the people to be able to show holiness in their life.
他提到人跟人怎么相处，能够用神的这个圣洁的原则，让在人间里面充满爱又有秩序。
And so it also talks about how we can our relationship with other people so that we can have orders and also we can show love with one another in life.
所以他现在很多事情都不是只有考虑到自己，都要考虑到别人，所以他的精神就是要爱人如己。
So in a lot of things, we not only consider ourselves, we also consider others. So the spirit behind these laws are to love others as ourselves.
所以神教导百姓怎么敬拜神哈。
So God taught the people how to worship.
在饮食上怎么样注意
？And also what they need to pay attention to on their dietary habits.
在身体上要怎么追求卫生洁净
？And how we should pursue after pureness or holiness for our body.
其实神更关心百姓他们的家庭生活。
And God is even more emphasis on the family life.
因为神知道百姓他们进入迦南地之后，他们会面临到很多的冲击。
Because God knew that once the people enter into the land of Canaan, they will meet a lot of challenges.
很多的诱惑都跟这个男女的关系有关的。
A lot of the temptation they'll face have a lot to do with relationship between men and women.
因为那个时候的世代，在他们之前的世代，人类曾经因为在家庭生活婚姻上的败坏而被灭亡了。
Because the generation before them, they were destroyed because of the falter of the morality in their marriage life and also in relationship.
你如果看创世纪第六章挪亚的时代哈。
We look at Genesis chapter 6 in the time of Noah.
先看挪亚那个时代。
Let's look at Noah's time.
第六章的第一节开始。
From chapter 6 verse
1. 他讲这个人多起来以后，就开始在这个婚姻上面哦混乱了。
It talks about how when men multiplied and there's these immoralities happening in marriage.
第二节那里哦，这里就提到人就是随意哦，看到美貌就娶来为妻的。
And that the son of God saw daughters of men and they were beautiful and they took wives for themselves.
那这个时候其实人是属血气的，他就是不会去管神讲的婚姻什么原则，喜欢就去了。
So people at the time they are belong to the flesh, so they do as they please. They have no regard to God.
当时候第五节说哈，人在地上的罪恶很大，终日所思想都是恶。
So verse 5 said the Lord saw that the wickedness of men was great on the earth, and that every intent of the thought of his heart was only evil.
人的这些行为让神很忧伤。
And that attitude have grieved the Lord very much.
所以上古世代的败坏就是从婚姻家庭开始坏起的。
And so the falters of this generation started from marriage.
所以你看，在神对百姓的那个律法当中，特别照应到他们应该要怎么在婚姻家庭上好好的经营。
And so, therefore, as part of the law and regulation from God, He also talks about marriage and how they should manage their family.
我们也看出神他的教导重点，百姓的家庭生活如果没有妥善的被建立起来，他们接下去的信仰一定会被打击，一定会败坏的。
And so we can see from the point of view of God and how if they did not build up their marriage according to their faith, then they would it will cause them to falter in their faith.
那家庭要建立家庭，首先的就是婚姻。
And so to build up a family, first of all, you start with marriage.
所以这个婚姻一定要按照神设定的原则来进行。
So marriage has to be built based on the criteria or the standard set up by God.
然后谈到这个婚姻家庭的事情上，神特别说不可以效法他们以前在埃及地的风俗哦。
And so in regards to marriage life, the Lord had especially mentioned they should not follow after the life they had in Egypt.
我们现在看利未记十八章。
Let's turn to Leviticus 18.
十八章的第二节。
Verse 2.
二节三节先读。
Verse 2 and 3. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, I am the Lord your God. Verse 3. According to the doings of the land of Egypt where you dwelt, you shall not do.And according to the doings of the land of Canaan, where I am bringing you, you shall not do, nor shall you walk in their ordinances.
好，你看这里，神都还没有讲什么了哈。他一开始就小谕摩西，就先开始说，你在埃及地那里的行为，你不可以效法，就是他们所做的，你不可以跟着。
And here, before God even said anything to them, he mentioned that you should not do the doings of the land of Egypt.
那是过去的。
That's in the past.
那现在将来进迦南地的时候，迦南人的在那里的行为也不可以效法，也不可以照他们的恶俗行。
And for the future in the land of Canaan, where they are going to enter, they shall not walk in their ordinances either.
好，然后第四节。
And verse 4.
第四节。
First of all, you shall observe my judgments and keep my ordinances to walk in them. I am the Lord your God.
第五节。
Verse 5, you shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgment, which if a man does, he shall live by them. I am the Lord.
你看，他现在有一个命令，他说你们要遵守我的典章，我的律例。
Here there's a command that you shall keep my statutes and my judgments.
要按这样行，就可以活着。
If you live by them, then you can live.
然后他就都是重复的说：“我是主你们的神，我是主神。”这样。
And the Lord repeatedly say, "I am Lord your God, or I am the Lord."
那这个主神就是圣洁的神哦。
And this Lord God is a holy God.
哦，所以你看第十一章哈，他有这个词句出现的时候，通常他就是要强调他的圣洁。
And in chapter 11, you can see that if this phrase comes up, it's to emphasize God's holiness.
好，第十一章四十四节，我是主你们的神，所以你们要成为圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
Chapter 11:44, it says, "For I am the Lord your God; you shall therefore consecrate yourself, and shall be holy."
这个就是神在强调他的属性的同时，就是在提醒他的百姓，你们要知道我是怎么样的神，要符合神的标准。
So for God to say this attribute of Him, He's telling the people that you should know who I am and that I'm holy, and you should act accordingly or do the same.
那接下去十八章的第六节开始，一直到第二十五节呢？二十五节哈，这一整大段都在讲。跟婚姻家庭有关系的了。
And in chapter 18, from verse 6 to 25, it talks about law and regulation regarding marriage.
所以神透过摩西先把他的话讲清楚，你要遵守我所吩咐的。
So God told the people very clearly through Moses that you have to do what I told you.
意思就是神婚姻的原则是，如果照着去做，就蒙福了。
That is to say, if we are going by the standard of God in marriage, then we shall be blessed.
所以我们要从这十八章来看看这个蒙福的婚姻要怎样经营。
And so from chapter 18, we'll see how we can have and manage a blessed marriage.
哪一些是我们现代社会这个在婚姻家庭上面的恶风俗，我们一定要小心，不能够被影响的。
What are some of the present days wicked habits that in marriage that we should not follow.
首先，我们如果在读圣经，就会发现婚姻是从神来的，神设立的。
So if we read the Bible, we know that God instituted marriage.
哦，创世纪第二章啊，神造人之初啊，就你看设立婚姻了。
And in Genesis chapter 2, after God created man, He established marriage.
二章十八节是因为神看亚当一个人独居不好。
And in Genesis chapter 2 verse 18, it is because God said that it is not good for man to be alone.
哦，所以神就要为这个亚当解决这个不好这个现象。
And so therefore, God is trying to fix these things that are not good for Adam.
哦，所以神为亚当造出一个配偶。
So God created a companion or a spouse for Adam.
那所以神设立婚姻，他那个目的就是要让双方得到帮助。
And so God established marriage so that both sides can find help in one another.
然后之后两人要成为一体。
And so two of them shall become one.
哦，所以最开始的时候，神婚姻的原则就是在创世纪啊，就开始讲清楚了，第二章的第二十四节。
So the first criteria or standard for marriage is spelled out in Genesis chapter 2, verse 24.
就是说，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
所以婚姻，你看它一开始的意义跟由来，就是由神设立，是要让双方都能够得到帮助。
So from the origins and the meaning of marriage is that that a man shall be together with his wife and they can help one another, support one another.
他们之后要离开父母，要二人成为一体。
And they will leave their father and mother and they shall become one flesh.
因为本来，因为女人就是从男人的肋身上取出来的啊。
And so women was created from the rib of the or the side of man.
哦，所以在人间所有的关系里面，夫妻的关系是胜过一切的。
And so the relationship between husband and wife surpasses or above all of other earthly relationship.
哦，在还没有所谓的亲子关系之前，就先有夫妻关系的。
And so the relationship between husband and wife come first.
然后接下来我们这里看二人这个夫妻二人是一体的，所以他是不是分开的？既然是一体，表示应该是共享所有的一切。
So they are of one flesh, so they are not a separate being, and they will enjoy everything together.
那这两个人才真能够得到好处。
Then these two people would receive blessings.
那个在传道书里面他有提到说两个人比一根好。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it mentioned that two is better than one.
我们看传道书第四章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 4.
第九节，这个我们很熟的，两个人比一根好，因为二人劳碌同得美好的果效。
Verse 9, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor.
那如果是有一个人跌倒，那另外一个人就可以把他扶起来。
If one fall down, then the other one can assist and help him to stand up.
哦，所以他这个一体的观念，就是其实上就是可以互相帮助嘛。
And so this spirit of being one is that they can help and support one another.
那当然就是有福同享，有难同当咯。
And of course, then they would be together and support each other in joy or in sorrow.
所以两人一体，其实是要一起来承担生命当中所有的一切哦。
And so they are, the two are together, so that they can bear everything in life together.
然后一起享受神赐给我们的日子，在日光之下的日子啊。
And they can enjoy the days given by God under the sun.
所以你看创世纪第九章的第九节哈。
So in Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 9.
第九章第九节，请读。
9 verse 9, live joyfully with the wife whom you love all the days of your vain life, which he has given you under the sun, all your days of vanity, for that is your portion in life and in the labor which you perform under the sun.
这个就是二人一体的精神，因为他说在这一生的日子，他说要跟你所爱的妻子快活度日，这就是神给人的福了。
And so this is the spirit behind the two become one, and this is why God gave a man a wife so that they can live joyfully together.
所以一体其实就是同承生命之恩，一起领受生命的。
And so become one flesh is that they can enjoy the things the joyful things in life together.
那神他当初造人以后，他设定婚姻的时候，他其实就给婚姻祝福了。
And so when God created man and established marriage, he blessed it.
哦，所以一开头是在创世纪第一章在讲这个世界一开始的时候，你看神怎么跟人说的。
And so we can see since the beginning, ever since creation, this is how God spoke to man.
创世纪第一章二十八节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 28.
这个神赐福给他们。
Then God blessed them.
神是对他们说，对他们这个夫妻说了，要生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地，那要管理海里的鱼，空中的鸟，地上各样的活物。
God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the, in the air, and over every living thing that move on the earth.
所以你看，这个就是神在婚姻里的旨意，就是要让人可以生活有目标，然后 有事情可以一起付出，然后一起享受神所住的福气。
And so this is the will of God, so that in marriage they can have the same purpose and they can work together and receive blessings.
所以其实婚姻是会让我们真的得到满足的。
And so marriage is so that we can have satisfaction.
那婚姻也会让我们成熟，让我们真的看到神设计里面的更高的旨意。
And so marriage is also can make us grow more mature and so that we can able to see the will of God.
可是后来这个人哦，属血气以后，那个人就在这个神设定的婚姻这个制度当中，慢慢偏离，产生了很多很多不同的观念跟做法。
But once man has become carnal, they were deviated from the blessed marriage that God had set up in the first place.
在利未记十八章里面，神特别把这些事情提出来，就是要让他们小心，没有信神的人他们会这样做，所以属神的人不可以做。
So in Leviticus chapter 18, God had especially pointed those out so that the attitude or the things that the non-believers are doing, the believers of God should not do.
这个婚姻，我们现在看回利未记第十八章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus 18.
从第六节开始
Starting from verse 6.
第六节开始，他现在就开始用一个字眼了，他说你们，第六节说你们不都不可以入骨肉之亲的下体亲近他们，这我是主神。
None of you shall approach anyone who is near of kin to him to uncover his nakedness. I'm the Lord.
那这个其实就是神，他现在在这个婚姻制度里面，他给人的一些限制，一些规矩。
So these are the restriction or the guidelines that God gave man in regards to marriage.
我们要知道这个时候百姓已经很多人了哈。
And we have to know that by this time there's a lot of people already.
光是以色列的选民，他们应该就有几百万人了。
Only the chosen people, there's probably millions of them already.
那当时候的整个人类有很多很多人，很多不同的族了嘛。
And so the earth population at the time comprises of a lot of people from different races.
所以在颁布律法的时代。
So in the time when these commandments were given.
神给婚姻的这个原则，有时候我们会把它回溯到最开始的时候，亚当夏娃被一出开始被创造的时候，那个时候的情形不一样。所以这两件事情要能够有分别。
And so the time when the commandments were given the is very different than the time when the, at the beginning when the it first man was first created.
比如说你亚当夏娃刚创造他们就生儿女了嘛。
For example, Adam and Eve they have children.
那他们要生养众多。
They need to be fruitful and multiply.
所以一开始的时候一定很自然你会看到亚当的他们一定是亚当自己的后代结婚生孩子啊。
And so it's very naturally for the children of Adam to marry each other because they need to have descendants.
好，那接下去一代一代的，就人就变多了。
And so from one generation to the others, people multiply.
那变多之后，你看，等到大那个在选民那个时代，在旷野那个时候。
And so this.Keep going on until the time when the people were in the wilderness. The
这个时候，神就给婚姻设定一个很清楚的规矩。
And from this time on, God had set a very clear rules and guidelines for marriage.
一开始神的创造的婚姻，你看亚当，他神给他造了一个夏娃啊，一个配偶。
So from the very beginning, God had created a spouse or a companion for Adam.
那其实我们就看到神一开始的设计就是一个丈夫一个妻子这样。
And so from the beginning, God designed marriage to have one husband and one wife.
所以婚姻制度一定是一夫一妻的。
And so that's why in marriage you have a wife, a man and a wife.
在马拉基书第二章哈。
In Malachi chapter 2,
我们看马拉基书第二章。
Let's turn to the book of Malachi chapter 2.
第二章的第十五节。
Malachi chapter 2, verse 15. 15, but did he not make them one, having a remnant of the spirit? And why one? He seek godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth.
第十六节。
16, for the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that you do not deal treacherously.
啊，这里他说神只有造一个人哈，然后从这个人生养后代。
And that here it mentioned that God only created one man, and from this man comes the offspring.
也是从这个人造出一个配偶帮助他。
And from also this man, he created a companion for him.
所以神他本来就是定义要一个丈夫一个妻子。
And so
二人成为一体。
God has set marriage to be a husband and a wife, and these two shall become one flesh.
那两个人互相帮助，应该是彼此亲爱啊。
And so the two of them will support and help one another and love one another.
可是到马拉基书那个时代，大概公元前四百年左右，其实这个婚姻在即使在选民当中，有的已经变得随便了。
But when we comes to the time of Prophet Malachi, is around 400 BC, people have treated marriage very casually.
所以有的丈夫随意就把妻子休了，然后再另外娶了。
So a lot of men would divorce their wife and take another wife.
但是其实神他对婚姻的旨意不是这样子。
But that's not what God intend marriage to be.
他要这个丈夫跟妻子可以教养虔诚的后裔。
He wants the husband and wife to raise a godly offspring.
那做丈夫的要用真诚来带妻子。
And as a husband, the husband must treat their wife with honesty.
那这个妻子跟丈夫之间是有一个盟约在的。
And so between the husband and wife, there is a blessed covenant.
这是神的这个制度了哈，神设定的制度。
So that is the marriage that God set up.
我们现在看回来利未记十八章。
If we turn back to Leviticus 18,
我们要来看第十八节。
We look at verse 18.
利未记十八章的十八节。
Leviticus 18, verse 18. Nor shall you take a woman as a rival to her sister to uncover her nakedness while the other is alive.
好，在十八章里面，他都一直用不可以入母亲哦什么人的下体，这个意思就是不可以发生关系这个意思。
And here is mentioned not to uncover her nakedness. This means that he shall not have a sexual relationship with her.
哦，这个就是圣经在描述的时候，另外一种语气来描述的，来表达。
And this is a different terms that the Bible used to express it.
他第十八节这里说，他妻子还在的时候，你不可以另外娶他的姐妹。
And so verse 18 mentioned that when the wife is still alive, you cannot take the sister.
这个表面上看起来好像是不可以同时娶姐妹两个当妻子的哈。
And on the surface, it seems that it's saying we should not, he should not take, two women who are sisters as his wives.
但其实另外的抄本哈，另外的古抄本，他在这句话讲的是说不可以又另外娶一个妻子。
But in another translation, it meant what this verse meant is that he cannot take another woman as a wife.
所以就是说，妻子还在的时候，绝对不可以再娶另外一个人当妻子的。
So that is to say that while the wife is still alive, he shall not take another woman as wife.
所以其实这一句这一个章这一节呢，就已经在提到说，当时候神的律法就是禁止多妻的这个做法。
And so we can say that what God meant here in this regulation is that God is against polygamy.
那我们当时候在旧约看到，古时候有些人好像都娶了不止一个妻子啊。
But if we look at the ancient sense, it seems like many people have had multiple wives.
那律法虽然这样颁布，好像有人就是也不遵行，好像也没事啊。
And it seems like even though the commandments were given, seems like not everyone following it, and they are living fine.
比如说像大卫。
For example, David.
古代的君王。
He was an ancient king.
你看所罗门啊。一千个妃嫔
and Solomon had 1,000 concubines.
那这么多，为什么神都要允许这个事情发生呢？
And he had so many wives. Why would God let that happen?
那其实，在马太福音的主耶稣曾经讲过这样的一个这样讲到有关这件事情。
And in Matthew, the Lord Jesus have mentioned about this.
我们看马太福音第十九章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19.
主耶稣给我们一个答案。
The Lord Jesus gave us an answer.
真正的问题是因为人的心硬了。
And the real problem is because man has hardened their heart.
我们看马太福音第十九章。
Matthew 19.
好，我们看第四节。
Verse 4.
第四节。
19 verse 4. And he answered and said to them, Have you not read that he who made them at the beginning made them male and female?
第五节。
Verse 5, and said, For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.
第六节。
Verse 6, so then they are no longer two but one flesh. Therefore what God has joined together, let not man separate.
第七节。
Verse 7, then they said to him, Why then did Moses command to give a certificate of divorce and to put her away?
第八节。
Verse 8, he said to them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, permitted you to divorce your wife, but from the beginning it was not so.
第九节。
Verse 9, and I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and marries another commits adultery, and whoever marries her who is divorced commits adultery.
哦，你看这个地方呢，主耶稣他特别提到，摩西的律法当时候百姓不遵守，是因为他们的心硬，他们想要做什么就做什么，不管神说什么。
And so here, the Lord Jesus described that, told them that in time of Moses, people because of the hardness of their heart just do whatever they please. They have no regards to God.
所以他们可能休妻，他们可能随意休妻，他们可能娶不止一个妻子。
And so they can. They can casually divorce their wife, or maybe married even more than one wife.
但是主耶稣，我告诉你们，凡休妻另娶的，不是为淫乱缘故，就是犯奸淫了。
And but Jesus Christ said, and I say to you, whoever divorces his wife except for sexual immorality and commits adultery.
那有人娶那个被休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。
And those who married the wife who was divorced also commits adultery.
那其实这个被休的妇人，如果是淫乱的缘故被休之后，那当然这个别人不能娶啊。
And if the woman was divorced because of sexual immorality or sexual adultery, then other people cannot marry her.
哦，所以这里讲的就是这样一个道理。如果可以休妻，表示这个妻子是犯淫乱的，这样。
And so this is the truth of getting married here is that you can divorce your wife only when she commits sexual immorality.
那有人去娶这个被休的妇人也是犯淫乱的。
And if anyone marries her after the divorce, then that person also commits adultery.
那这个就是要规范这个婚姻要能够用心去经营，不可以随意休妻。
And this is to tell the people that they must work hard to manage their marriage and they cannot casually divorce their wife.
因为神他对婚姻有一个旨意。
Because God has a will towards marriage.
因为婚姻它的特质就是它是神设立的，是神圣的。
And one of the characteristics of marriage is that it's holy and it is established by God.
哦，所以希伯来书特别提到说，婚姻人人都要尊重。
And so in Hebrew, it especially mentioned that everyone must respect marriage.
一个敬畏神的人，他对神所说的这个婚姻，他会去遵守，他会去用心的经营。
A person who fears God will take good care to manage his marriage.
那我们现在看回来利未记十八章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus 18.
现在开始看这个神当他所设定这个婚姻有几个原则是我们人不可以去打破的。
And so we can see that there are a few principles in marriage that cannot be broken by men.
你从第六节开始哈。
We start from verse 6.
他就提到说这个骨肉之间就是有血缘关系的，你不可以。落下里就是不可以有婚姻关系，也不可以有性关系。
So from verse six it tells us that we cannot have sexual relationship or marriage relationship with our near of kin.
表示说这个婚姻哦，他说不可以随性，你不可以想做什么就做什么。
So in marriage, we cannot just do as we please.
就是说不可以觉得说哦，我们彼此喜欢就没有关系，无所谓。
We cannot think that just as long as both of us love one another, then that's fine.
你看从第七节开始哈。
And starting from verse 7,
他都写不可以嘛哈。
It said you shall not.
第七节，母亲，好。
Verse 7, your mother.
好，那他说不可落母亲下，羞辱你父亲，所以这个因为母亲跟父亲本来就是一体。
And so here it says, the nakedness of your father or the nakedness of your mother you shall not uncover because the mother and father are one.
哦，所以你看一个人他尊重父亲跟尊重母亲是相等的。
And so you can see that the man shall respect his father as well as his mother.
哦，那因为利未记是从男性的角度去写的。
And Leviticus was written from the perspective of men.
那如果从女性的角度去看，刚好反过来一样。
And if we look at it from the perspective of a woman, it's the same.
好，接下去第八节是说继有关继母的。
And verse 8 talks about the stepmother or the father's wife.
她本是你父亲的下底，就是跟你父亲是一样，就是这个继母跟父亲又经过合法的婚姻，也是一体。
And so the if the father marries another wife, then they also, if you go through a good marriage, then that's they also are one flesh.
对，那第九节是姐妹。
Verse 9 talks about sister.
不管是同父异母、异父同母，或是异母同父。
Whether they are your blood sister or your stepsister.
好，那第十节是说孙女或外孙女啊。
Verse 10 talks about a granddaughter.
十一节是说。你继母从你父亲生的女儿啊，她说是你的姐妹，所以说这个是应该是 half sister 也不可以啊。
And so verse 11 talk about half sister, so you cannot marry half sister either.
十二节、十三节，这个是姑姑阿姨。
12 and 13 talks about aunt.
就是父亲或母亲的姐妹啊。
That is the sister of your father or mother.
第十四节，这个是伯实的妻啊。
14 is the father's brother. The father's brother's wife.
啊，对，好，然后到第十五节，这个就是儿妇的哈，这是媳妇了。
15 talks about daughter-in-law.
好，第十六节，弟兄的妻。
16 talk about brother's wife.
好，那这个就是都是姻亲的喽。
These are all relative.
到第十七节。
17
好，他说不可以落妇人的下体，又入他女儿的下体，也不可以娶他孙女或外孙女了哈。
Let's talk about a woman and her daughter, or the son's daughter or her daughter's daughter.
好，然后他特别提到说他们是骨肉之亲，是这本是大恶。
They are near of kin to her, it is wickedness.
你看，所以从这几段哈，他基本上提到这个婚姻有几个原则，第一个血亲是禁止的哈。
So from these few verses, it talks about a few.
直接的血亲。
It talks about a few principles. First, you cannot marry your near or kin.
间接的血亲。
Or your close relatives.
或者是姻亲，因为婚姻所带来的这个亲戚关系。
Or in-laws or your relatives by marriage.
这个就是，我们人跟人之间要分辨这个伦理关系。
And so that's why we must know about the our relationship with one another.
就是说，这当中有一些人跟人之间有一些关系要搞清楚的。
And we must be clear about our relationship with other people.
所以，这个就是让我们人间的这个关系哈，在神所设定的制度里面很有秩序的，一代传一代能够蒙福的。
And we need to have, we need to know our relationship with one another from generation to generation, so that God's law can be passed on, and we shall be blessed from generation to generation.
啊，所以圣经在讲这个婚姻的时候，你不可以随性，不可以看到哦，反正我喜欢你，把这个人的情欲意念把它高过一切的，不可以。
So in marriage, we should not do as our as we please, and we should not regard our own desire higher than anything.
那个其实婚姻就是要让我们可以免除淫乱。
So marriage is so that we can get rid of immoralities.
哦，那第二个这个之所以是神圣哦，其实是神说这个婚姻是神配合的，人不可以随意自己去随便乱找，按照自己的喜好。
So the second principle is that because marriage is holy, then we cannot just casually choose what we please.
哦，你看。当时候挪亚那个时代的就是人按自己的喜好去随意挑选嘛，哦，想要这个，想要那个。
And so we see in the time of Noah, men do as they please, and they choose for themselves the wife that they desire.
那当时候你看，神其实在婚姻里面一直强调，百姓以后进迦南地的时候，不可以去嫁娶他们当地外邦人。
And here God also emphasized that when they are entering the land, when they enter into the land of Canaan, they cannot marry Gentiles.
因为这个会带来信仰上的负面影响。
Because it will bring negative impacts to their faith.
从利未记十八章，我们看到的是，他这个提到的是禁止在他们自己百姓当中婚姻的这些对象，一定要好好的挑选，不可以随便乱来。
And so verse 18 giveth guidelines on who they can choose as their spouse. They cannot do as they please.
那等到他们进迦南地之后，他们现在神又跟他们说，你不可以随意挑选，要在自己的选民当中去选嘛。
And when they enter into the land of Canaan, God told them they cannot choose their wife as they please. They must choose among their own people.
生命记的第七章第三节哈。
In Deuteronomy chapter 7:3.
这里提到说，婚姻不可以随意挑了，要在神所设定的这些对象当中去选择了。
And so here it talks about how they cannot do as they please in marriage. They shall take the daughter or the son from their own people.
第七章的第三节，请读。
Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 3.Nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son.
第四节。
Verse 4, for they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly.
我们就看到这个神他很重视家庭。
Here we can see how God put a strong emphasis on marriage.
因为夫妻如果有同样的信仰，那个孩子信仰才有办法传承下来。
If husband and wife have the same faith, then it's easier to pass down that faith to their children.
因为夫妻会互相影响。
Because husband and wife will influence one another.
所以当一方不信主的时候，不信神的时候
，So when one part, when one side does not believe in God,
那就很难去经营一个这个敬虔的家庭。
Then it's very hard.To raise a God-fearing family.
所以婚姻不可以随意。
So we cannot take marriage as we please.
现在我们再看回来利未记十八章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus 18.
从第二十节开始。
Start from verse 22.
二十二节开始。
Verse 22.
这里提到说不可以跟男人苟合，像与女人一样。这是可憎恶的。
You shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is abomination.
这个就是圣经很明显的说不可以有同性恋的事情。
Here, it's very clearly talking about homosexuality.
神认为这是可憎恶的，这是一个罪。
This is an abomination, a sin.
那这个就是违反本性。
And this is against man's
nature. 对，那第二十三节说不可以跟受淫和玷污自己。你人也不可以站在兽前与他迎合，这本是逆性的。
23. Nor shall you mate with any animal to defile yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion.
那所以这个就是违反本性，违反人的人性，这些作为都不可以，都是神禁止的。
This is again nature and against man's natural instinct. This is not permitted.
24节，请读。
24. Do not defile yourself with any of these things, for by all this the nations are defiled, which I am casting out before you.
这里特别说，我们要保守自己，不可以玷污，被在这种事情上被玷污了。
Here it says we must keep our holiness and we should not defile ourselves with them.
因为他说在你们面前的列邦，他们就是在这些事情上玷污自己的。
Because God says that the nations around them are defiled themselves with it.
所以婚姻呢，我们一定要很清楚 的知道神的原则。
So we must know very clearly to know the guideline or also the principles in marriage.
神特别会说不可以，表示当地人一定是这样做，一定有人这样做的。
And when God had mentioned that we shall not do it, that means that someone in the land is doing it.
所以婚姻一定是要顺着神造人的这个人性。
And so marriage has to go along with this, the nature of man which God created.
一男一女的婚姻。
And marriage should be between a man and a woman.
所以一定是一夫一妻。
Only have one husband and one wife.
所以人不可以去跟动物说我要跟他结成夫妻。
And so man cannot marry animals or beasts.
好，那所以不可以逆性，不可以违反本性。
We should not also go against our nature.
第四个，不可以效法不信神人的风俗。
For we must not follow after the trend or the custom of those who are not believer of God.
他这一件事情再重新的提出了第二十六节。
And then verse 26.You shall therefore keep my statutes and my judgment, and shall not commit any of these abominations, either any of your own nation or any stranger who dwells among you. 27. For all these abominations the men of the land have done, who were before you, and thus the land is defiled. 28. Lest the land vomit you out also when you defile it, as it vomited out the nations that were before you.29. For whoever commits any of these abominations, the persons who commit them shall be cut off from among the people. 30. Therefore you shall keep my ordinance so that you do not commit any of these abominable customs which were committed before you, and that you do not defile yourself by them. I am the Lord your God.
从24节开始，他就在一直在强调不可以跟随外邦人的风俗了。
From 24 onward, it emphasizes on how we should not follow after the custom of the non-believers.
他们的这个风俗让这个地被玷污了。
Because of their custom, they have defiled the nation.
这是为什么神要把他们灭绝的原因呢？
And that is why God will destroy them.
啊，如果百姓也是跟这些不信神的人一样的做法，神也是要把他们剪除了。
And if the people follow after the custom of the Gentiles, then God will also cut them off.
所以神，你看第三十节，他讲完了这一连串的吩咐之后，说我是主你们的神。
And in verse 30, after God had given them all the commandments, He said, "I am the Lord your God."
你看圣经里面，他把我们的包括我们的家庭生活，都写得很详细。
And the Bible have very detailed.Commands towards our family.
神的这个道理不是只是在跟我们讲一个理论。
And the truth of God here is not just talking about theory.
也不是说有一个思想我们应该要怎么样跟从而已。
And it's not like a thought that we should follow.
它事实上是实际的进到我们的生活的每一个层面。
It has to enter into an aspect of our life.
从我们的吃。
From our dietary habit.
穿。
And the clothing that we wear.
我们的家庭。
And our family, our marriage,
到我们跟人相处，跟孩子教育
，all the way to our interaction with other people, as well as educating our children.
在这个世界上应该要有的追求
，and the and also talks about the pursuit we must have in life.
跟我们在这个日光之下应该要怎么样享受神的福气，都写得非常的清楚。
And how we shall enjoy God's blessings under the sun. All of these were described very clearly in the Bible.
那所以我们如果愿意来遵守神的吩咐的人
，So if we are the people who are willing to follow after God's commandments,
我们就真的能够享受这个神设立婚姻所要给我们的恩典。
Then we shall enjoy the blessings that given by God by having instituted the marriage.
你看。今天我们的这个社会在婚姻上有很多很不好的风俗了。
If we look at the world today, there are a lot of customs regarding marriage that are not very good.
那不用说，离婚已经是有的是已经变成稀松平常了。
And we can see divorce has become things that are very common and very casual.
有的青年 还没有结婚以前就想好，如果万一离婚的时候怎么办呢？
And some youth have already worried about what they need to do when they get divorced, even before they get married.
那有的青年在交往的时候，就不是先结婚，而是先生活在一起试试看合得来再结婚，不然就不要签字，不要结婚。
And there are some youth who would live together with their boyfriend or girlfriend before they marry, just to try out whether they can get along.
你看，所以这个整个社会，这个婚姻的对婚姻的这个的观念哦，真的已经离神很远了。
And so we can see that the perspective of the world towards marriage is really deviated very far from God's perspective of marriage.
在学校，在这个年轻人的社会当中。
And so in school or in the world of the youth.
你看这个青年，他们对这个性的这个需求，那他们是那个抱的态度之随便，让我们都真的跌破眼镜。
Their sexual desires is so open and so casual that it sometimes come as shocking to us.
让在婚姻里面，在青年未婚之前能够保守圣洁，没有跟任何人发生关系的，已经变成很少数的少数了。
And there are only very few people who can keep their body holy and not have sexual relationship with others before their marriage.
那有时候我们的青年要为了要持守真理啊，都还是会被人家取笑。
And sometimes our youth, because they want to keep the truth, they will be mocked by other people.
那我们如果能够坚守道理啊，才能够守住圣洁。
But only when we are able to keep the truth that we can keep our holiness.
如果跟随一般人的这个的潮流观念，那这个圣洁就消失了，就没有。
If we follow after the flow or the trend of the world, then this holiness will fade away.
那很多时候，这个在社会上，即使是登记结婚的夫妻啊。
And in this world, even for couples who register their marriage.
他们这个对婚姻的这个经营跟做法，跟圣经也差很远的。
Their way of the point of view of marriage or their way to manage their marriage is very different from the principle of the Bible.
圣经里面讲的夫妻是一体的。
The Bible said that husband and wife are one.
所有的生命里面都是互相分享、互相支持的。
They should support and help one another in life.
真正的夫妻是不分你我。
A true husband and wife, they will not differentiate between the husband and wife.
在家庭里面虽然有角色扮演的差异。
In the family, even though they might have play different roles.
但是在道理里面，在这个神所喜悦的这个家庭当中，其实是互相彼此相爱、互相协助的。
But according to the truth and according to the principles of the truth,From God, they should support one another and help one another.
我们就看到圣经在讲，你看他特别提到你母亲的下体就是等于你父亲的下体一样。
And so we can see here from Leviticus, it says that the nakedness of your father is the same as the nakedness.
你羞辱了你的母亲，等于羞辱你的父亲呢。
If you defile or mock your mother, then it is the same as doing it to your father.
就是一直在强调这个一体的关系。
So it emphasizes on these being one.
所以我们在家庭里面一定要好好的来经营我们的婚姻呢。
So in our family, we must put a lot of effort into managing our marriage.
真的让夫妻一起来建设一个蒙福的家庭。
So that husband and wife can truly work together to raise a family, a blessed family.
从一般亚洲的那个传统来看婚姻哈。
If we look at a common Asian perspective on marriage,
我们以前有一句话说，你嫁鸡随鸡，嫁狗随狗啊。
You should just follow your whoever you're married.
反正你嫁到谁的家里面，就是应该要跟从这个家的那个习惯嘛。
If you whoever you're married, you must follow the custom of the family.
这个讲法在教会在圣经里面是不对的，不一样的。
And that is not according to the Bible.
圣经是说我们夫妻结为一体啊。
And the Bible said when husband and wife become one.
我们是要以基督为我们家之主啊。
We must make Christ as the head of our family.
所以夫妻两个要组成一个新的家庭。
So husband and wife will form a new family.
这个家庭是把男女双方原生家庭的好处把它保留，然后组成一个新的。
And so these two parties will maintain the good custom that they take from each family, and they form a new family.
然后在这个家庭里面，以基督为我家之主。
And in this new family, Christ is the head.
所以我们现在结婚就是跟随耶稣基督了。
And so when we are married today, we follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
圣经里面告诉我们应该怎么做，就是这个就是我们的做法。
And the Bible will tell us what we need to do, and this we should follow accordingly.
而不能够说这是我本来我的家庭，我本来就是这样子。
And we cannot.
所以嫁进来的你，请你要这样跟我走。
We cannot say that since you marry into my family, this is how we do things, and you should follow.
那另外不能说本来就这样说，我不要哦，我这个就是你要跟从我。
And so the other party cannot say, well, this is not the way I used to do things, so you must follow my way.
所以其实要组成一个新的家庭，就是要在主耶稣基督的这个真理引导底下，这个新的家庭，新的孩子就出现了。
And so in this new family, we must follow the guidance of the Lord Jesus Christ and make him the head of the family. And so that is how this family can make a new family.Children or offspring.
那这样的这个家庭呢，就是真的是基督化的家庭。
So, that type of family is the Christian family.
那个夫妻啊，就能够真的彼此相爱了。
So husband and wife can love one another.
我们经营这个婚姻家庭，如果真的用心呢，我们会体会像保罗所说的这个奥秘。
So if we are managing our family well, then we can understand the mystery that Paul once mentioned.
以弗所书第五章说。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
我们请看以弗所书第五章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 5.
第二十二节。
Verse 22. Wives, submit to your own husband as to the Lord.
二十三节。
23. For the husband is the head of the wife, as also Christ is the head of the church, and he is the savior of the body. 24. Therefore, just as the church is subject to Christ, so let the wife be to their own husband in everything.
25.
Husband, love your wife just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her.
你看他这里特别提到说，这个夫妻在家庭里面扮演的角色。
And here it talks about the role that husband and wife plays in the family.
然后要彼此对待的方法。
And how they should treat one another.
做丈夫的要爱妻子。
The husband shall love the wife.
要正像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just as Christ loved the church and gave himself for her.
那这样子，妻子也要怎样像教会顺服基督一样，来凡事顺服丈夫。
And wife should submit to her husband just as the church submit to Christ.
那这个时候，三十一节讲了这个二人成为一体呢。
And so, verse 31 it says the two shall become one flesh.
三十二节他就能够体会。这个圣经讲的这个所谓的奥秘呢
？And 32, then they shall understand this great mystery that the Bible talk about.
跟基督和教会的关系能够真的了解了。
And they will know the truth concerning Christ and the church.、
哦、所以这个就是圣经告诉我们的这个蒙福的婚姻呢
？And so this is what Bible tells us about blessed marriage.
让我们对真理越加。有认识
so that we can have a deeper understanding of the truth.
我们会更爱我们的主
and we can love our Lord even more.
我们的生活会真的更合真理
then our life can, we can live our life more, according to the truth.
我们就可以把这个道理行在我们的日常生活当中，在家庭生活里面
and we can apply this truth in our family and also in our marriage.
然后呢，这个夫妻两个就一起承受生命的恩典呢。
And the husband and wife shall together enjoy the blessing in their life.
好，所以我们最后看这一节《彼得前书》第三章。
And lastly, let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章。
First Peter chapter 3.
我们看第七节。
Verse 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
彼得前书三章第七节。
Oh, sorry. First Peter chapter 3, verse 7. Husband, likewise, dwell with them with understanding, giving honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
第八节。
Verse 8. Finally, all of you be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers. Be tender-hearted, be courteous.
好。第 九节。
19, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing.
让我们都可以啊，照圣经里面所讲的这个道理来行。
And may we all able to walk according to the truth.
让我们可以同心合意，一起来遵行道神的应许的福气。
Let us work together as one to enjoy these blessings from God.
好，让我们可以在生活当中成一个美好的见证。
And may we all can become a good testimony in life.
当我们有蒙福的婚姻，我们就会有敬虔的后代。
When we have a holy and blessed marriage, then we can have a godly offspring.
因为神是万福的根源。
Because God is the source of everything.
一起来唱诗七十首。
Let's sing hymn 70.
Oh, Christ, in thee my soul.